The Illini Union Courtyard Cafe on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus is as quiet as you'd expect for mid-July, with only a short line at Espresso Royale. But it's hard to find a U of I student studying or reading who doesn't have a TCF bank account. Senior Joshua Dodson got his transferring to the U of I 2 years ago and signed up for just one reason.
While you're a student, you have to use a lot of coin op laundry. Easy way to get quarters.
Sophomore Desmond Schuford likes having the free checking account, but wishes the bank had provided more literature at the start.
I wasn't really informed as far as overdraft fees, and they kind of got me at the beginning. It was actually quite a bit. I had to go in there, and get that handled. Like I say now, everything is pretty good because, you live and you learn. You learn as you go.
In its May 30th report, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group estimates that over 9 million students have student IDs that also function as debit cards. In a report called The Campus Debit Card Trap, Perg says that includes 32 of the 50 largest four-year schools. The consumer group says such an arrangement gives the impression that a school is in some way endorsing the bank.
Is a student really getting a clear, unbiased opportunity to evaluate what banking products could be best for them?
Rich Williams is Perg's higher education advocate.
Instead of seeing this already linked account and perceiving that the school has either negotiated a really good deal for the student or somehow vetted TCF amongst other banks, and really what we're seeing is that might not be true at all. It might be based on what bank was able to give the most money to the school.
Joe Wilberg, director of the U of I's Office of Treasury Operations, confirms there is an undisclosed financial commitment from TCF to the U of I, but reinforces that's not the sole reason the university's Urbana and Chicago campuses agreed to a deal with TCF in 2007.
The most important part that we were focused on was financial literacy, for one, was a huge component, and all the banks did offer that. It was just a matter of which one offered the best, and again, just what was the best account for the students.
Perg says some universities benefit every time a student swipes their debit card, but Wilberg says that's not the case at the U of I, where revenue from the bank is determined by the number of active student accounts. Wilberg says those funds are funneled back into operation of the card program. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is among seven U.S. senators calling on schools to end what they see as unreasonable fees, such as PIN debit usage fees, ATM balance inquiry fees, inactivity charges, and unreasonably large overdraft fees. A letter the senators signed last week to six higher education groups also sought to establish guidelines intended to make the bank card programs fair, transparent, and reasonable. Christina Castro, TCF Vice President of Campus Banking, says TCF Bank promptly replied with a letter of its own.
We received it on June 11th, and June 18th we responded to all of the allegations and with copies of all of our agreements. So we don't have anything to hide because we're not doing the types of things and the issues that are being discussed and addressed in this report.
Castro says unlike other banks' arrangements with some universities, TCF's checking account for University of Illinois students does not include a monthly maintenance fee, inactivity fees, or account closure fees. Its arrangement with the U of I is similar to agreements with Northern Illinois University, the University of Minnesota, St. Cloud University, and the University of Michigan. But TCF's arrangement with five banks is small potatoes compared to Perg's biggest concern, partnerships between other financial institutions and universities that Perg says can jeopardize student aid by charging questionable fees on accounts set up to receive student aid payments. The consumer group calls financial firm HireOne the biggest player in these arrangements. Perg says upon reaching an agreement with a university, HireOne recruits students to open accounts with the clear intent of raising revenue by charging fees on those accounts. Perg's Rich Williams says HireOne is one in a list of companies that require students to go to a website to decide how they'll receive financial aid.
And of course, they use that opportunity to heavily market their own preferred products and set up sometimes physical barriers from students choosing an option that, many would think should be the default, like their own checking account. For example, it takes a couple extra days, sometimes a week to 2 weeks, to get your money by check or into your own account.
These arrangements with financial firms have prompted complaints from bank regulators and students at schools in Portland, Oregon, and Bellingham, Washington, and a student lawsuit out of Southern California. Among the specious fees Perg highlights is a $50 lack of documentation fee, which the U.S. Department of Education notes violates federal rules. While TCF Bank doesn't charge lack of documentation fees to students, it does charge overdraft fees, just like with any checking account. So ultimately, it's up to students to be responsible with their money and manage their own account. Besides, as every student at the Urbana Campus Courtyard Cafe told me, any student that doesn't want a TCF account could simply say, no thanks. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.